Orc TKD.
We've missed your intro.
I know, I couldn't think of anything imaginative. I just went for a deep voice, kind of, you know, maybe sexy. Did you find that sexy? Did you find that sexy? I do again, Orc TKD.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Okay.
Well. welcome, Orc TKD, episode 5, part 1. So, for part 2, we have our interview with Stefan Tapalatu, former world champion, now coach of the Netherlands team, all-round taekwondo legend. So that'll be in a part 2. This is the part 1 with a little recap. We're back from Italy.
Yeah. Not so tanned as I was hoping.
No.
Spending a week in a sports hall with kind of, you know, not expecting to come up bronze and, you know, looking like...
Always the way. Yeah. Always the way. But hey-ho, we had a fantastic time,
as always. We did.
Thank you, Grandmaster Boss and Italy, for hosting a brilliant world event. What were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, it's England's greatest ever medal at the World Championships. We got golds from Izzy Brider in the patterns and from Zach Espy in the fat boy sparring. but, you know, we got loads and loads of silvers, loads and loads of bronze. I think we ended up 5th in the, you know, for the not the medal table. We came 9th in the medal table, but 5th in the amount of medals won.
Yeah, possibly even 4.
So we won a lot of silvers and a lot of bronze. So it's good getting loads of people in the final. Very positive. And we've got a lot of hope coming up into the Euros as well. A big platform to build upon. But the tournament in itself, it was electric. I mean, it was the biggest ever? Is it the biggest? I'm testing you now.
Somebody told me that, but Stefan said that he'd been to bigger.
Bigger, he seemed better. Yeah. But yeah, it was it was a very, very big tournament.
It was large.
It was large. And
1,000 plus.
And if you haven't been to a World Championships, it's unlike any kind of other tournament you've been to. You know, everyone's there for their teammates. Isn't like, obviously, it's, you do your individual competitions. But you have, you know, a good 60 people all behind you cheering. And if you have, like, 2 rival countries, the atmosphere gets pretty intense. And, it's kind of like a carnival atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's kind of a festival of taekwondo for the World Championships. Everyone kind of, you know, they put, you know, national issues aside and they just come together and it's such a friendly, friendly atmosphere. And everyone gets friends from all over the world and... You know,
Definitely. It's something fantastic that taekwondo does. It gives you that unique opportunity to make friends all over the world. You know, well, my first round opponent from Brazil came up to me afterwards, gave me a Brazil ITF taekwondo T-shirt as a present, and said he's moving to Swansea in September to do a master's degree. So I was like, well, we'll hook up then, we'll spar, etc.
Yeah, it's a small world. It's a small world.
Indeed. And taekwondo being the platform that made it a bit smaller. But yeah, I'm excited about everyone to hear the interview with Stefan. It's he has a lot to say, and he says it very eloquently, particularly in his second language. I genuinely think that you all enjoy that as well. Earlier today, we recorded an interview with Senior Master Ray Gale, 8th Degree. That will be episode 6. I'm going to drop that in a few days. So, obviously, we've been away for a couple of weeks. Apologies, obviously, we've had the championships. So, we're going to do 2 this week as a thank you, etc.
Yeah.
We've had a question. From Mr. Robbie Wells of the GT UK squad, keeping up with him on Facebook. He's looking good, doing lots of strength training and stuff like that, leading the way. keep it up. He has asked about cutting weight for competitions and the best way to do it, the healthiest way to do it, and so any advice or tips. Do you want to kick that one off?
Okay, well, obviously it's very new to me, cutting weight. I think I cut weight for the first time for the Jamaica World Cup. And that the weight just came off naturally, so it wasn't too bad. But this time I was been doing a bit of extra weight training and stuff like that. So I really kind of had to lean up. And I did it the wrong way, I think. I did it the,
Rookie,
yeah, I'm kind of new to this. I spent, a lot of time dehydrating, going up to a tournament, dehydrating, having hot showers and stuff like that, and starving myself, which is not ideal. But I didn't mind doing it because the weigh-in was on the Tuesday and I was competing on a Friday. So it gave me plenty of time to rebuild the carbs, get my energy levels back up, hydrate myself. So yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I think that's the key issue, is it depends on what the event is and when you weigh in, whether it's on the day weigh in, 1 day, 2 days. For big internationals, we weighed in Tuesday. We weighed in Tuesday, fought on Friday. So we've got loads of time to, if you can cut that weight, you can cut some weight via water. If you are going to do that, the way I found most effective is stuff like Epsom salts. You can pop bin liners on and stuff like that, and sweatsuits. I do have one just in case, but
I leave that to you.
For that you have to do physical exercise where you're using your muscles, whereas if you're just sitting in a hot bath, that's making you sweat and lose the water, but without you moving your muscles and creating DOMS, etc.
Yeah.
That all being said, the best way to do it is to, I fight at 78 kilos internationally, 78.5 with Dobok trousers and a t-shirt on, which is the minimum you need to weigh in for our ITF. Those are the rules. I will try and get to the tournament, get there wherever I am. If it's day before weighing, I'll try and be 79, and just skip a. If I skip a meal, don't eat before I go to bed, have a hot bath, make sure I'm empty in the body. That's important. get on the scales and then sip my water and have my food all lined up ready to go afterwards. If it is the day weigh in, you need to be at your weight comfortably. If it's on the day weighing, I'll make sure that I'm at the weight where I can wake up, I can eat a little bit, have a little bit of water, go there, weigh in, and then, eat and drink some more. When you are eating and drinking more, you need to make sure that it's small bits. So particularly if you've been not eating for a little while, you've been nil by mouth for 12, 24 hours, etc. Because, you can do it on the water because you've got the time to replenish it, if you've got 3 days, etc. The temptation is to get off the scales, down some water, put a massive load of pasta in your stomach, etc. If you do that, you'll get cramps, you'll be sick, and a lot of it will be wasted and it'll go straight through you. You need to do small bits at a time. How long ago were we in Holland? Was it
Holland? I think that was back in April. April? Yeah. I want to say April, so I'm going to say April.
A couple of months ago, we were in Holland. I didn't manage my weight as effectively as I normally do. I had to, we had day before weigh-in, I had to drive to Holland, nil by mouth, on the Friday. I sort of had a not much to eat Wednesday, Thursday, nil by mouth Friday.
We got a feline invasion.
If you're watching the YouTube video, you can see that one of our cats has popped up on Mike's lap. If you're just listening to the podcast, then it's completely irrelevant.
Hello, socks.
You alright, buddy?
Yeah, he's all right. He's purring away. He's happy. Excellent. He's happy. Excellent. He's enjoying a podcast. He wanted to get involved as well.
Yeah, If you've got anything on weight cutting, then let us know, socks.
Oh, he's a fat cat. He doesn't know how to cut. But I heard that cutting your sodium levels is a good way of doing it, because that decreases the amount of water that you can store in the body. So that's one way of doing it. In our squad, in the ITF England squad, we have a punishment. We have our we have a sweatsuit, and it's a punishment. If you don't make your weight, then you're going to have to sweat it out. And if two of you don't make the weight, then both of you will have to sweat it out, and you'll have to share the sweatsuit. Thankfully, everyone made their weight fine.
Yeah,
so
that's good motivation.
Yeah.
But going back to the Holland, obviously nil by mouth, and then driving to Holland in the heat, in the traffic, was not too pleasant. But there we are. Got there, still didn't quite make my weight. So I had to have an Epsom salt bath, sweat it out, dry myself off, get back on the scales, made my weight. Because we'd hit traffic and we'd missed the original weigh-in, it was now about 10:30 at night, and obviously the competition was the next day. I knew that I didn't have much. I was completely empty, very empty, too empty. It was my own fault for mismanaging my weight and being too heavy leading up to it, which is very rarely a problem. And I suffered for it. I think my performance suffered for it as well, which was frustrating. So don't do it if you can't. If you don't have that recovery period.
I'd say the best way to do it is just to keep your eye on it over weeks. You know, if you've got a few weeks, every squad training in ITF England, we weigh in for every squad session. Montel weight for Mr. Adams takes down, jots it down.
Yeah, that's the point. It's very easy to think, oh, it'll be all right, and kind of avoid standing on the scales, but you just can't, you know, you can't. You've got to get on the scales, you know, every morning, every other morning, leading up to it, and so that, yeah, you know what you're dealing with. You need to make sure the scales are accurate as well, and cross-reference them. So, you know, if you go to a gym, go on their scales, go on your scales, take an average, etc. If you do dehydrate, etc., make sure you little sips. I set my alarm till like going off every hour until like 3-4 a.m. In Holland, so I could wake up, sip a bit of water, eat a little bit of food, go to sleep for an hour.
Oh, did
up.
You? I didn't realise.
You didn't really. You slept through that. It, well, yeah. You...
Sarcasm. Sorry if you don't get it. That was sarcasm.
It's annoying for your roommate. Sorry, Mike. try and manage it a bit better. But if you do it, you know, don't cram all that food in. I think we've covered weight cutting. I hope that's useful for you, Robbie. Good luck with it. Yeah.
Don't be silly as well. Sure. I sound like an old man now, but you know, you're a growing lad, and don't try and be too ambitious with your weight loss. Unless you've got to think about your future.
I think he was talking, you know, a kilo and a half, something like that. That's good. You know, people do crazy things and try and get down to, you know, a stupid weight category, but your performance suffers for it. And my coaches will tell you that. You know, I've like 78. I once weighed in at full contact at 75, and you know, all the shots hurt more. You know, your energy's down. You need to be, you know, close to your natural weight. And you know, talk to your coach, instructor, you know, either bulk up or slim down to whichever one is the closest normally. But also, you know, it has things like, you know, obviously naturally you're wider than me and bigger than me, but you know, even if that wasn't the case, for, you know, particularly for part of the Puma squad, if we go to a competition, you know, we obviously we're normally sort of medal hopes, and it doesn't make sense to have those guys, you know, us both in the same category. So, you know, it's, you need to talk to your coach and see what's best for, and the healthiest for yourself and for the team. Excellent. Okay, well, the interview with Stefan is a good 35, 40 minutes long, so it's a good juicy interview that we recorded in Italy, in Gesalura, halfway through the competition. He was kind enough to come over and do the interview, and he very kindly gave me some physio on my shoulder as well. So yeah, just a massive, massive thank you to him, and I hope you enjoy it. You can catch that on part two, which we'll release part one and part two at the same time. Anything to add?
It's been emotional. Thank you, Gisolo, for good times. Thanks for the friends I made. And yeah, hope you tune in and listen to wise words of a wise man.
I hope you win an Oscar one day, just to hear what your speech would be like.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's just off, you know, I'd have a plan when I
bet one. If you're getting the YouTube video, you've now got a cat's bum.
Yeah,
you've
got a cat's bum in your face.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. It's all class here, Talk TKD.
Yeah, yeah, keep it classy, San Diego.
Nice Anchorman reference, nice. Hopefully some fans will appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, I hope you're well, keep kicking.